You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So you have the birds. So now Noah decides to send the birds. What was the first one? Oreb. Right, the Oreb, the raven, he sends him, and then he sees that the Oreb is not doing his job the way he's supposed to. You know, it's interesting. You look in the end of the Yechumashim, in the end of the five books, it has Megillot. You know how many Megillot we have? It does Megillat Esther, Megillat Eicha. We have five, but we have another 45. 45 Megillot, that when you ask people, how come you did this? They make you a Megillah. Say, how come you didn't come? Another Megillah. Why you did this? Another Megillah. So everybody has his own Megillah. Right. He's asking the story. So now, the raven. And so, back to the raven, you know, he also had his own Megillah. So he said, how come you send me out? How come you took two? You know, you don't like me. You know, you have Chas v'Shalom. He tells Noah, you know, you have your eyes on my wife. Yeah, the Orev says. So, you know, so now then, we're not getting anywhere with this this attitude. He says, you know what? We send the dove. As you know, Am Yisrael are, they resemble to?
Dove.
Dove. Why? You know why?
It's
a loyal. Yeah, it's. What else? What do you
mean
it's a loyal? No. Why? Why?
Maiden get
passed away, no marriage. Right. Rambam is a very interesting thing. Nedavs and Shabbatot, they never uproot any vegetation from the ground. They keep Shabbat. Yeah, it's an unbelievable thing. It's an amazing thing. Did you know about this? Your Ramban brings this. The Dav, Shomer Shabbat.
It has to be white or all colors?
Well, the white is better. But
can you feed doves on Shabbat if you feed them every day? Are you allowed to feed them on Shabbat?
No, you have to feed them, but it has to be yours. But if it's not yours, you're not obligated to feed them. If you have any type of animal, birds, fish, you must feed them before you eat. You cannot eat before you feed your own pets and animals. But other type of animals and birds that they don't belong to you, you have no obligation. So now here, the story of the dove. So he sends him, comes back, and brings a branch of
olives.
Where did he bring it from?
From a tree.
Where?
Gan Eden.
Gan Eden.
Oh, wow.
So he went to Gan Eden. He went to Gan Eden, some idea that he brought from Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael didn't have flood. So you see, the dove knew how to get to Gan Eden. Yes. So now he brings it, and Rabbi says, "Be'ale zayit taraf befiha." So that he was holding a olive branch with her pick. So Gemara says, "Befiha." Obviously, where does the bird hold things? This goes without saying. So it says, Befiha, that means she was talking. She was saying something. Befiha, with her mouth. So why did she bring an olive branch? So she was talking to Ribono Sholam. So she was saying, Ribono Sholam, I'd rather that you give me my income or be bitter like an olive. And I don't want nothing from anybody, even though that is sweet like a honey. I didn't like how he will serve, because it's brought in Zohar Kadosh that the Tevat Noach had the status of Beit HaMikdash. It's Kadosh, the rule, you know, restriction. So now what happened, that few, they disobeyed. So the status of the Tevat Noach was lost the holiness. So Midrash explains that till then, a lion was vegetarian. With some banana, some cucumber, tomatoes. So now when the status changed, so he brought him some kiwi. So what is this? Give me some meat. The lion said. So that's why snatched the leg of Noah. Because the status of the teva changed. It was holy, and then because Ham, his son, and others, they disobeyed, and it was not tahor anymore.
In the
tefah,
not after.
It's inside the tefah. So now here, the delicate point here is,
why did this happen?
Because there was a regulation that they have to stay holy, like there should not be any contact and so on, because we have a restriction. When people go through hard timing, so now one has to feel the pain that people go through. So that's what the regulation of the Teva was. So now, here, back to the dove. You listening?
Yes.
Oh, listen carefully. So here, as we mentioned, the dove, that's what she told Noah. I don't want, you know, to take care of me anymore. Because I'd rather Hashem will take care of me. I'll be bitter. And I don't want you to take care of me, even though they're sweet like honey. So now they ask, which was more painful for Noah? To be hung by the lion, or what the dove told him?
What the dove told
him? Somebody said something?
Dove? No, it was more painful. Because
he
was not appreciating what he did during this time of
the
thing.
Ah, so it means that the pain became limp. No, he was not able to walk anymore. The pain of being harmed by the lion was not as severe as what the dove. So actually, dove was disappreciated. No? So now he's taking care of you for a year. And then you know what you tell him? It's not nice. It's not fair. And here, we see very interesting thing. Who told Noah to send the birds? One more time.
No, nobody.
Who told Noah he has to take an action to see if outside is dry or not? Was it okay to do?
No.
Son?
No.
It's not okay? Why?
Because he was supposed to rely on Hashem, not that he does it himself. He knew that Hashem, sometimes he would say, okay, go.
Make sense?
Yes.
Hashem told him to go in. So, obviously, who should tell him to come out?
Hashem.
So why is he trying to search and know what's happening outside? Why?
He's tired.
Tired? Ah, so he was tired. Well, that was, you know, when he came out. But the point of here is that here we see a very interesting thing. That many times we feel, you know, I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me what to do. I'm expert in this. I've done this before. That's my career. So here we see, actually, that's not how it works. Because here, actually, he was hurt by Dav. Why? Because he tried to use his wisdom. So, you know, let's find out, you know, what's happening outside. But you were told to start the mission, and the one that is supposed to get you out of this, the same way that Hashem talked to you to go in, so he will tell you to come out, no? So what are you doing now? You're sending the dove, you're sending the raven, what's happening here? So here we see, actually, the Zachman Zaban, the remark that he received from the Dab was because he felt, you know, I know what I'm doing. I have to find out. And he was not relying on Hashem. And that's what exactly many times happens. You know, he run, said, well, I know what I'm doing. Yes, I know how to handle it. I know how to take care of it. But you see, in the end, didn't happen at all. And not only didn't happen, you were hurt by it. Why? Because you relied on...
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.